Councillor Robb then move on to the public comments from the floor, starting eventually with Jennifer Dixon, who spoke on the poor state of some of the pavements in Goldsmiths Lane, as well as around the town in general, and stating that the entrance to Goldsmiths car park is very dark, that is threatening at night, and could be improved without impacting residents. These were referred to county and district for their input, as these issues fall under their responsibility. This was the only public question or statement posed. While Councillor Kidley questioned Councillor Sudbury on the pedestrian crossing proposed at Liddell's, which appears to have been under-costed at £5,000 instead of the estimated £50,000. It was also reported that the MP would only support Wallingford and Cholsey Railway as a commuter service after Grove Station is completed. Amy Smith from the public then stepped forward to mention communications. She noted many thanks had been given to the bloated council staff. However, she criticised poor communication from the council, including a lack of advertising for tonight's meeting on the council website. She noted that the lack of public involvement may be due to the lack of advertising of the meeting. The bloated remark was refuted by Councillor Robb, who firmly defended the work completed by the staff before laying out work on how to improve council communications, which is currently being undertaken. Councillor Daniel Beecham spoke to defend the council staff as real people, as well as stating his work on communications moving forward as part of the communications working group